From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A federal appeals court in Cincinnati has upheld laws banning same-sex marriage in four states, Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and Kentucky. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the ruling increases the chances the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the matter.
The ruling came from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In a split 2-1 decision, the appellate court upheld the right of states to set their own rules for who can and who can't get married. It comes on the heels of more than 20 court victories by supporters of same-sex marriage around the country. That discrepancy between some appellate courts that have ruled for same-sex marriage and this decision, which upholds some state bans against it, could influence the Supreme Court's choice of when to weigh in. As of now, same-sex marriage is legal in 32 states and the District of Columbia. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
House Speaker John Boehner laid out the agenda for the Republican-controlled Congress today. NPR's Juana Summers reports it includes a number of issues that are likely to give the White House and Democrats heartburn.
In Boehner's first press conference since the midterm election, he laid out the broad agenda Republicans plan to tackle. That includes a vote on repealing the federal health care law, one of President Obama's signature legislative accomplishments.
Finding common grounds can be hard work. But it'll be even harder if the president isn't willing to work with us.
Boehner also warned President Obama against using his executive authority to bypass Congress on immigration. Juana Summers, NPR News, Washington.
A security software provider says it's discovered a new form of malware that could be affecting hundreds of thousands of Apple mobile devices, primarily in China. Palo Alto Networks says the malware, which it's calling WireLurker, appears to monitor devices connected by USB cable to an infected computer, where it then installs malicious applications. Ryan Olson is Palo Alto's intelligence director and describes the pattern they've been seeing.
We saw so many applications all in one store infected, and 350,000 downloads of those over the course of 6 months, lots and lots of people getting infected.
Apple says it's aware of the problem and has blocked the apps to prevent them from launching. Experts say the malware steals a variety of information from infected mobile devices, though it's not entirely clear what the ultimate purpose may be. Major airlines are hoping to do more business over the crucial holiday period. They expect to carry upwards of 24.6 million passengers from Friday, November the 21st through Tuesday, December 2nd. That would be a slight increase over last year. The busiest travel day for airlines expected to be Sunday, November the 30th, when 2.6 million people are expected to be flying U.S. carriers. Forecast comes from an industry trade group that represents the biggest U.S. airlines. So even if airlines meet that forecast for Thanksgiving travel, it would still be below where it was before the last recession. Stocks extended their gains ahead of the release of tomorrow's key monthly jobs numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 69 points to close at 17,554. The NASDAQ was up 17 points. You're listening to NPR News. Airstrikes along the Syrian border with Turkey today. According to Syrian activists, the U.S. coalition there launched strikes against a hardline rebel group not affiliated with a group calling itself the Islamic State. Activists say instead the strike appeared to be aimed at al-Qaeda-linked militants, including the Nusra Front, an organization the U.S. has accused of harboring militant cells have been plotting attacks against American and Western interests. Nusra reports have indicated a French militant the U.S. says was a top bomb maker may have been hit and possibly killed in the attack. President Obama awarded the Medal of Honor to an Army lieutenant who stayed at his post under withering fire 150 years ago at Gettysburg. NPR's Tom Bowman has that story.
Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing was already seriously wounded, but he rallied his men and rolled his cannon into position. Swarms of Confederates headed straight toward him in what would later be called Pickett's Charge. Cushing kept firing until he was shot dead. His story might have remained a footnote without the efforts of a 94-year-old amateur historian. She pressed his case for years and was at the White House when the president singled her out.
I want to especially acknowledge Margaret Zerwick, who is a historian from Delafield, Wisconsin, where Lieutenant Cushing was born. And there's Margaret back there. Good to see you, Margaret.
Cushing was buried at West Point, his alma mater, and his grave includes the inscription, "Faithful unto death." He was just 22. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Students at 10 campuses, part of the University of California system, could be looking at substantial tuition hikes. UC President Janet Palatano will present the system's governing board with a plan to raise tuitions by 5% in each of the 5 years. It means the average tuition would rise from $12,192 to more than $15,000 by 2019. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.